What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast. That's great to be back. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
You know what? I'm very well now that I'm back.
It's been, you know what? It's been a while because, okay. Good to be back.
It's been a while. Everything I can remember. Go ahead.
Was that Stained? The gig? Was that any of that? One of my first ever...
Twice last year.
My first ever non-planned meet at Stained. Chatting to someone, 20 minutes later, meeting her.
Eating
the face off.
Consoles.
And I thought, hey, look at me. Yeah. I actually smooth-talked my way into this meet. Now, maybe, I don't know, she's probably pissed, but, yeah. You know.
How old are you?
17? So, you know, it was a string to my bow. A notch in my belt, you might say.
Sure.
Anyway.
You're a notch one.
That was notch one. How have you been? Yeah, because we had like 2 weeks off, then we had a week, and then we had another week. I feel like, the pod is one thing, Terry, but I haven't seen you.
I had to cancel last week because I had a very funny, strange incident happened to me.
Oh.
On the train home on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Fine. In work. Absolutely fine all day.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes into my train journey, I start feeling a little queasy. A bit funny. Maybe it's just a bit of, you know, reflux or, you know, something, indigestion.
Uh-huh.
Get off the train. Kind of fine, but sweating.
Oh, that's not good.
Slowly walking up that long-ass hill.
That's a big hill.
And it was warm. It was warm now.
That's tough. Like, yeah. That's tough. I mean, I don't mind drive it. Up it.
Come on, honey. But I was like, oh, you know what? I don't know what's wrong with me. And then about, you know, when we get up to where you would drive, the little out turn.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm within touching distance. I spewed my ring in public on the street.
Brilliant.
It was one of those ones where it was like, oh, it's done. Okay, phew. And then I was like, take a few more steps away from the puddle of
I sure
puke.
Hope that doesn't happen.
And like, real like, oh, it's so bad. And like...
People see it? Did you see people passing you?
Miraculously, nobody was about... Like, cars drove up and like, I think nobody was there while I was vomiting.
Right.
And then afterwards, it just looked like some guy just like leaning against the like...
That's you.
Pillar. Yeah. Me like post-puke because another car pulled by. I'm like, I don't think they would have caught that. And I got home and like Faye opened the door. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, white as a sheet. She's like, what happened? I was like, I'm after puking down the road. She's like, up to bed, I'll make you a hot water bottle. And I get into bed, and then it was like, violent diarrhea to follow that up. And like, Fairy's like, here's some water. It was cordial. And I was like, nice. That.
Lime?
Straight back up, orange. Straight Ooh. Back up after that. It was one of those, oh, I can't keep anything down.
What and the fuck is that like?
Oh, I don't know. It was like, was a less worse version of the like norovirus vomiting bug, the winter vomiting bug.
Oh,
I had.
Yeah, yeah.
That was... I had that before, and that was like 2 days of like, I want to die. Mm. I can't, like, it's just not worth living anymore. So what a wuss I am. But it was pretty much the rest of the night. I was just in the fetal position. And then the next day, I was to say, I had no energies. That was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I was worried it might be contagious. So that's when I was texting you.
Appreciated it.
The last thing you want to bring is a nasty ass vomiting bug.
It was,
your house.
You know what? I probably would have more risked it, but it was the fact that Kerry had literally had a flu or cold for about 8 weeks. I mean, she could not shift this thing.
You can't take it as well when you're pregnant.
Like. So I was like, oh, I don't want to give it to her again. She's just seeing the world for what it is.
I have
again.
To go talk to my friend about movies. So, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to bring home this virus.
What brought this next 4 weeks on? Like, well, I had to. It was a Patreon week. Yeah. And
tell me about it. But so then it was like, I was actually on the Wednesday, I was back in work.
Yeah.
But my appetite. My appetite was low, just so you know. I got no food in my tummy. Gotta go. So, you know, I'm back to fighting health. Although, I tell you, just the shit Sunday on top of that crap sandwich that is my life. I was out. Lovely, lovely little...
Are you saying Sunday with an E at the end or with a Y? So like ice cream
and
Sunday.
And it was on Sunday, yeah. Levels.
Double whammy.
I was in Wicklow Town on Sunday. We went to a lovely Italiano restaurant called La Locandaria.
Pretty sure that's not how he's pronouncing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
They both spell and pronounce it differently. But it's a house that's converted to a restaurant. It reminds me of your house.
Oh, really?
And like a small enough front.
Yeah.
And then like the... Like I was like, where's the bathroom? She's like, upstairs. And I was like, oh, this is just somebody's upstairs. Like,
no way.
It was really cool. And it was like lovely wood fired pizza.
Nice.
But I don't know if you ever go up to Wicklow Town, would you?
Not as much lately, to be honest.
You know they have the little thing where you can feed the ducks. You put your money in, you get pellets.
No.
It's like a parking meter, and you like they like dispense pellets, and then you can feed all ducks and swans.
They should have that in Arklow. We just fuck our old bread at them.
Andy, I brought that one time for the kids. They're like, we'll feed the ducks at, you know,
pig.
No.
You know they can't eat that, right?
Andy,
it kills them.
Like something out of the birds. I was like, well, I'll just take...
They just heard...
I was like, in the car, kids, in the car! Like, they're like... Quack, 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 quack.
They do... Well,
birds, ducks, whatever they were.
Seagulls are the ones.
Seagulls.
If they hear the rustle in our cloud, they're like, it's got fucking bread! Let's go! You know, it's
it's okay, kids.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Yeah, you keep talking. I'm going to turn down my levels.
I dropped... my phone, because I had my card in my little phone sleeve thing. I wasn't bringing my big wallet, and I took it out to be a good dad and husband, like, I'll get this, don't worry, and dropped my phone. Little bit of a crack in the top right corner. This is a dud spare phone that nothing works on. Like, I can't even get my internet half the time on it. Like, I was surprised.
Oh,
I was
really?
Able to see your message and text you back.
When you were giving me a WhatsApp voice call today, I was like, he's cancelling. Unbelievable.
What? Again? A little crack at the top, and I was like, oh, a little bit of black. And then it was just like, over the next 24 hours, like,
spread.
And I was like, I brought it to the guy. I was like, it'll be 50 quid. Change the screen, no worries. Yeah. And he was like, what type of phone is it? I was like, it's a Google Pixel.
Oh, wow.
He was like, oh, I don't have one of them. Let me ring. And then it was just on the phone. He's like, uh-huh. Oh, dear. And he's like, well, it's going to cost you. I was like, how much? Like, €165. I was like, I bought the phone for that much. Like, so long story short, I've ordered a new phone. It's getting here Friday.
What kind of phone did you order?
Google Pixel 6.
What's that? Or what's the other
this
one?
This is a Samsung.
But what's the one that you
had? The other one I had a 4 or a 5.
All right.
Or something. It's bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did you get from refurbed or
whatever? Refurbed.
Nice.
My go-to.
Do you know, I haven't looked back yet.
Where'd you get that? Did you get that in the Apple shop?
No, I just got it in 3.
Yeah, okay.
But
you bought it new.
Yeah.
Sucker.
I know. There were better deals that I probably could have got. But it's my first time on bill pay in years.
Mm,
and nice. I have to say, I haven't looked back.
The bill pay is great.
It is great. 45 a month.
That's a little high for me, though.
Well,
do
I
you
got
get
my
Kerry?
What?
Do you get Kerry on your?
No, no, no. Just me. But
all right,
45 a month is that's the going rate. But
20 a month is the going rate.
Well, that's what
friend.
I was paying when I was manually topping up.
No, but 20 a month bill pay. And all you can eat.
Yeah, but you can't get the phone and 20.
No, you won't get an iPhone. No,
no, no. So what I did was, I got my Virgin
card.
Yeah, I played my Virgin card.
My V card.
Listen, mate, I'm a virgin. I don't have anything else going on in my life. Just give me the fucking deal.
I can tell, no problem.
Say no more, sir. No, but I got my Virgin bill down by €15. So really, it works out on the same day.
Do you have Virgin TV?
No, it's my Virgin broadband.
Okay, yeah.
But
you don't have a box, like a TV box, do you?
I think I probably do, but I don't use it. No, we don't pay for it anyway. Okay. So it really worked out, 30 a month.
That's not bad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So for that, for a relatively new iPhone,
you got to do for yourself.
Yeah, not brand new. It's the 15.
I think we get 70 a month for my phone, Faye's phone, and our broadband. That's three.
70 a month for your phone,
Faye's phone,
Faye's phone, and broadband.
Yeah.
So you're not on pay as you go.
No, I'm on bill pay.
Oh. I'm on her plan.
No, I'm on her plan.
Oh, actually, my wife pays for the plan.
At least she likes to. So, what have you been up to? Anything strange or startling?
Not particularly. Just boring shit, really. We have a scan tomorrow.
Nice.
I don't think it's a scan. I think it's the boring one where it's like bloods and shit like that. But I was saying it on the
boring
solo cast last week, where it was like they had this bloody nightmare of getting seen to, you know, like. Doctors weren't called in the hospital, so it's like, shouldn't we have heard from the hospital by now to get our first scan?
Who's your GP, like?
Fucking
some bozo.
Bozo, the clown.
B-O-Z-O. Dr. Bozo.
Oh, you want Dr. Bozo.
Yeah.
And so then we went to the doctor again. They were like, oh, I don't know why they never sent that. We'll put urgent on it. Still didn't hear, so I called the hospital and arranged the appointment. Then we got there, and they were like, oh, we don't have any record of you been who you are or been
20 years.
Yes. And I was like, so I said to her, I was like, this is like some sort of bad,
this is
bad
unbelievable.
Dream. That's what I said. I was, this is a bad dream. And we eventually got seen to. So now the scans are coming rolling, ticking fast. But like,
but you're saying that you don't know if it's a boy or a girl?
No. I got boy energy off the scan. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. You're in for a bit of a culture shock if it's a boy.
If it's a boy.
I hope it's a boy. If you're a thing.
Yeah, Kerry does too. And Joni does too. But
they're great. He's great. He's just busy.
The way I see it, I could be wrong, is that I feel you have an easy ride with girls for the first 12 years, and then the next 12 years is when they cash in.
Mm.
Whereas boys, you're paying for it up front. It's like pay as you go. You're paying for it up front. But the bill...
Thread the needle.
Is if you get the bill and then you pay it... Anyway, what I mean is from 12 to 24, the boys are better.
Are they?
I mean...
Going out drinking.
I don't know.
Different set fights.
Of
problems.
It's all one big fucking soup of
being
worry.
A parent. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, all is good. How about you? How have you been?
I've been pretty good, you know, apart from the maladies that I just listed off there. I want to talk about...
Yeah?
I'm going to make an announcement right now.
Oh!
Because, you know,
okay.
We had a bad... I would say bad. They're all bad debts. Had a couple this year, but Val Kilmer,
yeah,
gone,
just like that.
It's just,
well, he was dying, wasn't he?
Well, he had pretty serious throat cancer, but I think he'd beaten it. He was just kind of, it was
throat cancer that killed
him.
No,
it was pneumonia.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
which is common for people with serious illnesses. That
a lot of the time they end up
dying of pneumonia. 65 only.
Wow.
One of these strange guys that was like a bona fide movie star in like the late 90s, the early, like all the way through the 90s. He was Batman.
So?
Like he was Batman.
Yeah, he was Batman, yeah.
You know? But by the late 90s, he was kind of done.
Yeah.
And then like came back a couple of times. But he was always Val Kilmer, you know what I mean? For the 2000s. But like he was in that fucking Bad Lieutenant...
Oh yeah,
like great movie, but he's like fifth banana in like three scenes. Like it's Val Kilmer. Like
yeah, but you know what? I never really, you know, never scratched my itch. Much like recently deceased Gene Hackman.
Well, good news is
no,
he's going on the ballot for the next Patreon series.
What
we're doing an actor because we haven't done an actor in a while. Next series,
obviously. Poll.
What? Yeah.
They're not going to pick Val Kilmer.
Well, he's going
fool.
On it. I tell you what as well.
Yeah.
Kilmer's going on it.
Yeah.
You can choose an actor. Get your thinking cap on. You can choose an actor.
Amazing.
To go on the poll as well.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
They're going to pick my one.
The
patrons. The beloved patrons.
I know. You got pretty questionable taste.
I tell you, but they match it. They match it. They'll love my pick. I'll tell you that.
Okay, yeah. So it's an 8-episode Kenan Thompson miniseries.
Hey, that's Good on Paramount Plus.
Good Burgers 1 and 2. Hey, thanks for the login, my friend.
No problem. But you know what?
I tell you something about Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
The UI is absolute dog shit.
Do you think?
Well, for the TV version anyway.
I cast it, I guess. So, yeah.
So you might have a better... The TV version... Because I've like linked my device.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll get to... It's like, movies A to Z. I'm like, great. And I'm like, get to E. And it's just like, no more. I'm like, excuse me?
What?
A to Z, it's in the title.
But now, when you've linked it to your device, do you watch it on your phone too?
I haven't done that yet. Because I don't want to take up too many of your devices.
Well, either. Here's the thing, Terry. You get two devices on it, right?
Yeah.
And I've paid... for the plan. Well, actually, technically the payment comes in 2 days. I'm still on my free trial. However, I've paid for the ad-free version.
Right.
Now, I was watching it yesterday and there was ads on it. And I'm sitting, I'm watching it with Kerry and I'm like, this is Terry's fault. I don't know. I have done nothing. Like, I don't know why. I don't know how. This is somehow the Terry's fault. I mean, I was joking, but I was like,
the one we've
paid for the no-ad version.
Take it on Paramount.
So, I will. I'll go straight to the top.
Take it up with Tom Cruise. Although he won't be there for too much longer. He's moving over to Warners.
Wasn't he already with Warners?
Well, he hasn't started with Warners yet because he's still doing his Paramount stuff.
What do you think of that trailer for the...
Can we talk about some trailers?
Please.
The Mission Impossible trailer. Fucking...
We just agreed that we're going to go and see that.
Well, we already agreed we're going to see it.
Great.
I think there's a lot of movies we should go see this year.
Okay, well, maybe not. But
yeah.
Well, let's see.
The Mission Impossible trailer...
It looks great.
I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah, it looks great.
I'm hyped. Did you see the
big stunt?
No, I don't. That'll blow my socks off. What I'm more interested in this trailer is the bevy of supporting players that they've added in.
Like?
Nick Offerman.
Nice.
You know who he is?
Yeah, of course. I know who he is.
Okay, tell me who he is.
He's the man from Parks and Rec.
There you go, yeah. He's in there. Tramiel Tillman.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, you haven't watched Severance yet, but he is Milchick from Severance.
Right.
The breakout star, I would say.
Right.
He's black. He's a black guy.
The black guy.
Yeah, the black guy from Severance. Have you not seen any of the memes?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
You got my guy, Holt McAnally.
You're making these names.
I'm not. He's the guy. Did you watch Mindhunter? No.
I think I've seen like the first episode. Didn't care for it.
Yeah, he's also in... He's in pretty much every David Fincher movie.
Okay.
He's a big Finchhead.
Okay. What am I supposed to say that he's a big Finchhead?
Yeah, he's a big Finchhead.
Whoa, is he?
It's a seal of approval.
Well, boy, didn't you tell me.
Hannah Waddington.
I'm thinking of David Lynch. That's what I'm thinking of when you say.
Well, he's even better, Andy.
No.
Fix your heart or die. Okay. He was another bad loss this year.
Yeah.
Tough one. Was it a tough one?
Was it tough?
Ah, it's very tough. He's a very special person.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm fucking pumped, man.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm pumped about that one.
What about PTA one?
Do you know what? I vowed, I was only watching an old podcast clip yesterday when I was looking at the recap of our PTA available on our Patreon.
No, main feed.
Main feed, of course.
And when you insisted, we swapped over to main feed.
That's true.
And then changed your mind. One of your trademarks.
One of my textbook changes of heart. Well, I seen in the clip, I was like, I vowed to never watch a PTA movie ever again.
Until you watch this trailer.
And do you know what? Like, the trailer... See, this is the problem with him. No. His trailers are always good.
Because he cuts them himself, Andy.
Does he?
He makes them himself. That's why they're always fucking good.
He dupes you. He doesn't let the studio give an accurate representation of what the movie's going to be.
No, because he's a director.
Like, let me just fucking front load all the crazy action.
Surely you jest. He is.
Excuse me?
I don't throw around the word visionary that often.
I feel like you do.
Well, I talk a lot about PTA, so yeah. As you may be aware, I'm wearing his t-shirt.
A different kind.
The other one ran in the wash.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell me which movie this is from?
Boogie Nights. It's clearly the Boogie Nights font.
It's clearly not the Boogie Nights.
The Master or something.
Nah, not the Master.
What is it?
It's Inherent Vice.
I would have never got that.
Well,
this worst one of all.
You think it's his worst one that we watched? Did you have bottom?
I hated it, and I hated the master, and I hated...
I think you said you hated Licorice Pizza.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's such a charming little movie.
It was the opposite of charming. It was an exclusive movie, if anything. I didn't feel included at all.
For a teenager growing up in the 70s, listening
how do they
to
make
music,
that shit? You know what I mean? How do they make that boring?
Well, they didn't. So whatever.
It's harder to make a movie of that with that premise, an easy breezy, free Roman
exactly.
70s thing. Nope. He PTA'd the shit out of it. And by I use that, that term by, derogatorily.
By that you mean totally nailed it. The trailer.
Look, DiCaprio's in it. Yeah, so fucking, look, I'm going to see
he
it.
Looks fucking like he's throwing the fastball. He's bringing...
Yeah, he's not... And what I liked about it is he's not playing Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
He's playing Bob.
Yeah, you know, like proper character he's playing now. Mm. Not like a Scorsese, I'm Leo DiCaprio again, which is, hey, don't get me wrong. I love it to bits. But now it's got me going...
Interesting that you would say that a Scorsese Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, because he's just been in Scorsese movies, barring the Tarantino one and all that.
Well, now you're... Before Killers of the Flower Moon, his last Scorsese was like 10 years ago. I think Shutter Island was like his last Scorsese before Killers of the Flower Moon.
Wolf of Wall Street, surely.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, yeah. So that's 2012. So that's 11 years in between.
Huh.
You know?
How about that? Yeah, but I guess.
He did like The Revenant in between. Like,
yeah, okay.
I think you're kind of... I know what you're saying. He's doing the... Yeah, nah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I just...
My head.
That's what he's doing in this one?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And this one, I think he's going to be a bit of a goofball.
He's not so much wear it until you love it. Man of the Iron Mask, sort of the peak of his career, you might say.
Wow.
And dying.
He peaked
like in 97.
Post-Titanic.
But...
Some would say he peaked with Titanic.
Tell me this, right?
And tell me no more.
Because I seen another trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The Wes Anderson trailer.
Yeah, the Finnegan scheme.
Now, surely you're fucked off at this stage. Surely you're looking at it, I'm like, make it a fucking picture book. You know what I mean? Like, stop with this. But surely, be honest. Be honest with me. You know, are you...
Okay.
Has part of you been like, again?
No, it's never like that.
It's just... if you ask me, he's fallen right off. He's gone so far up his own hole that he cannot be communicated with anymore.
You would have hated his last one.
Yeah, the one...
Asteroid City.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's the French... Not the French,
French Dispatch.
The French Dispatch.
Yeah, you didn't
that
like...
That shit as well.
That was really good. What are you talking about? Like, anyway.
Worst one. Looked
not,
great.
Not
looked, best. Looked like the best one. And I say Asteroid City looked great if I was just watching it on mute. And I say this one looks great. Enough of the symmetry. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? Make something different.
But he has.
No, I tell you, no
we
growth.
We did a whole thing
no
on
growth
it.
Happens within your comfort zone. And he is very much staying within his comfort zone. He's not growing as a director.
How interesting you would say that.
Okay.
I would think since Grand Budapest, he has been maybe Isle of Dog.
He's dialed it right. He's narrowed his focus right in. He's not...
But
you know what I mean?
The themes he's exploring in his movies are like significant growth, I would say.
But
the style, the aesthetic, I get you. It's his style. It's his picture book thing.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to look at if you're 100 photos of the movie.
I've got
set.
Just the book for you.
No, I don't want to.
I brought
actually
the book
it.
When we were recording. I brought the big hardbound Wes Anderson book, Andy. You didn't want to look at any of the pictures.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see it then. And I don't want to see it now. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you're going to give me any Wes.
I saw the trailer. And I didn't know what way you want to talk about it. I was like, he's probably going to hate this.
I did.
But maybe it surprised me.
It was just... I felt just... Same again, Wes.
It kind of was giving me Grand Budapest vibes, which I really like, you know?
And why is everyone giving out about Tom Hanks?
What do you mean?
Everyone's like, oh, seeing Tom Hanks in it. Pass, pedo, or something. I'm like...
Pedo?
Are people just making shit up now about
I've been
Tom
off
Hanks?
Twitter. I've been off Twitter the last... little while with my phone being broke. It's been a nice
it you know what it is, but you know what, I missed out on
the news. I miss out on what's going on.
People were talking about Trump's tariffs. I'm like, what's that? Because I muted Trump on Twitter and my timeline's been great, but I'm like what's this?
Yeah.
What's this now? So all this fucking shit. But
AC said 25%.
Yeah, I
DT said 25% tariffs.
Too bad DT's in charge these days.
He's upstairs taking a bath. Yeah, I mean, the movie year has started off very slowly. Like, Minecraft was a huge hit.
Kerry and Joni went to see that at the weekend.
Wow, okay.
She picked Kerry to go with her.
That's a heartbreaker.
After I've put in the hours of playing Minecraft. At least 100 hours.
That's a heartbreaker.
Playing. And I have the car. And, you know, I've got loads going for me. Yeah. We play Minecraft together. I got the car. But to be fair, she said, you know, well, Mam hasn't gone the last few times. And even Kerry didn't want to go. She's like, no, I don't mind if you want to pick your dad. He's like, no, I choose you. So she's like, okay.
Apparently, and the fucking...
I heard it was so terrible. It was terrible, right?
Yeah.
But
did Joni like it?
Joni liked it, and I went to Kerry. He's like, "So what? How was it?" She was like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "I heard it's bad, but no, I said I heard it's wow bad," and she said, "It is wow bad," you know, as in like
it made
that's bad
300 million worldwide opening weekend.
Wow,
which is a fucking huge thing.
Opening weekend.
The screenings apparently are like fucking rock concerts.
I saw people coming out of the cinema with like the Minecraft swords and all in Arklow, and I'm like, they're obviously just at the Minecraft movie. I'm like, wow, I didn't know this was such a...
Apparently that whole... I don't know anything about Minecraft. Honestly, uh-huh. I've never played it.
Good game.
Chicken Jockey is the thing.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Apparently there's clips of it when like he's like, you have to fight the chicken. He's like, the little Frankenstein is on. He's like, Chicken Jockey, and the fucking place going
all the
crazy.
And all. Yeah,
but I was listening to the Big Picture talk about it, and they made some very good points that this is the new generation's first movie, really, that is for them,
because
Minecraft was their game.
Yeah,
it's not like Super Mario, which was our game, and they played our game. Minecraft is their game, and they've made a Minecraft movie. And apparently they're doing a Fortnite movie. They're going to kind of, you know, put this stuff in there. But it's actually nice that, like, the younger generation have stuff for themselves, I think.
I like that she liked it,
yeah.
You know, and I think... But, I heard it was going to be all animated until they made the pivot. And then it was like, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. Like, I mean, it seemed like it was all over the place.
Jack Black is money for kids' movies.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Robin Williams in the 90s was that grown up for kids
true
movies.
Yeah,
and since 2000s Jack Black, Kung Fu Panda, Jumanji, this lesser extent School of Rock,
lesser extent
because it's more for grown ups
the
feature. Well, like it's like House with a Clock in as well. So there's another one I'm missing out on where it's basically Goosebumps.
I was gonna say Goosebumps.
So like you know, there's like, these are all big hit movies that like all his hit
Jumanji.
I said Jumanji.
Sorry,
I already said that.
Sorry, I drifted off.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So like all his big hit movies, are kids movies. If you look at his career,
yeah, true.
He doesn't really have hits that are
High Fidelity.
Like that's not a hit, and it's a John Cusack movie, and he steals the show in it. But like, true. You know, that gives him a platform for his next thing. Like, Shallow Hal is like, no thanks. Yeah. You know, like that kind of, all his big movies are kids' movies. And it's like very interesting.
That is interesting. I never even thought about that.
He's such a bawdy comic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've completely turned on him. He's a piece of shit. Like,
do you think he's a piece of shit?
Just for what he did with KG. Like,
yeah.
Sold him out.
He did sell him out.
For what?
Yeah.
For what? Like,
yeah. I mean,
it's sad.
It's sad.
I don't know what they're like now, if they're still friends or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder.
But I'm like, fuck you, man. Like,
yeah.
You let me down.
Like, do you know what? I haven't, in the sense that, like, I'll still watch his stuff, and if I'm watching him and he says something funny, I'll laugh. You know what I mean? I just kind of think, oh, that's a shame that he did that. But I just kind of crack on then.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he's dead to me.
I think any new stuff, I'm like, no. But like, something like him in Community. Some yeah, like,
yeah, yeah.
No!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please!
Yeah.
Nah! Like, it'll still get me.
Yeah. True.
Speaking of comedy stars, I started watching the TV show. We're a big-ass comedy star. TV is in a healthy place at the moment.
TV is the only thing that's healthy at the minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, have you heard of The Studio?
I have not.
Seth Rogen? No. New show on Apple.
No.
And it's kind of Curb Your Enthusiasm-esque, where Seth Rogen plays a guy who's promoted to head of, what's the name? Collider Studios or something. I can't remember. And basically, he's running the movie studio, but like he's the guy who like loves movies and he just wants to make, you know, real proper art films and all this. And it's like Bryan Cranston plays like the corporate overlord that owns the studio, and he's like, I got the rights to Kool-Aid the movie. And so the first episode is essentially him trying to, is it, you have to prove that you can do this job by like putting together the Kool-Aid movie. But he also meets with Martin Scorsese, and Martin Scorsese wants to make a movie about Jonestown. And then he's like, isn't Jonestown the thing where they all drank the Kool-Aid? And he's like, we can make the both movies together. But of course things go awry. What's interesting about it, it's very funny, but what's interesting about it is, and you have people showing up, like Martin Scorsese plays himself in it. He's really, really,
he's funny.
He's very funny.
He is funny.
Like, he's so funny. There's a, without ruining it, there's a bit at the end of the first episode, a sight gag that like, they've had a conversation and like, he's walking away and there's just something Martin Scorsese is doing in the background that had me cackling. But the interesting thing about it is, just because we were talking about adolescence last time out, and you know adolescence is all one shot, a lot of these things, because it's like walk and talks and stuff like that, a lot of it is one shots as well. And like the second episode is called The Oneer, and it's all about trying to get this like one shot on the movie, and the whole episode is shot in a oneer. But they talk about
like, that's growing then in terms of, I think, is that just this one off, or like,
I think that's the way they were doing this show, because like the West Wing used to do it and stuff, where it's like you would follow people down halls and be having these kind of like poppy conversations. Not all of this, it's not like Adolescence where the whole thing is done seamlessly and they had to rehearse 3 weeks in advance.
My mind is still blown. It's from that
incredible.
I thought that was impossible.
Well,
you know what I mean,
Stephen Graham makes the impossible possible.
I was only seeing a thing. Anyway, sorry, I was only saying.
This is weather, Andy, yeah?
Yeah, I seen that clip, the whole thing, him talking about him stuff in the Irishman, like.
Where he met Al. I met Al.
Yeah, and where Bob. He's like, he didn't, like, he's like, she's like, you know, I'm in a scene with Al Pacino and Bob De Niro, and Bob doesn't have any lines, so I thought, no, I can't have that. So when I went to him, I was like, what do you think? You know, where he's like, wait and tell, like, I'll say 12 and a half, you know. Or like, he didn't tell anyone that he was going to knock Al Pacino's ice cream out of the way. You know, it's like,
class.
Oh, he scared me, Marty. You see that? The kid scared me. Anyway, sorry.
No, but it's very good. It's kind of, I thought it was going to, there's a movie called The Player, which is like Tim Robbins' studio. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember.
And it was like kind of the one of the first ones where it's like, it's set in Hollywood, and you know, it's like he goes out for lunch and he's sitting here, and then the camera just shifts left and it's like Burt Reynolds is having lunch and you're hearing in his conversation.
What's Seth Rogen like in it?
He's good. He's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, he's so funny in that like, he's supposed to be the studio head, but like, he's real neurotic and he's like, I want them to like me. And like, there's an episode of like Ron Howard, and he's like, you gotta give him this note to like cut 40 minutes from the end of his movie. He's like, I can't give that note to Ron Howard.
Yeah,
I like him so much. And he's like, I've heard that he, like, they're like, he's the nicest guy in the world. And I was like, I've heard from sources that he is a nasty motherfucker. I can't give him that note. You know, so like, he does a lot of pratfalling in it.
Yeah, like, do you know, like, I've seen him.
And he's recently, he directs every episode. Him and Evan.
Oh, does he?
Him and Evan Goldberg direct the episode.
That's
it's their like passion project.
Oh, that's good. That's a seal of approval then. I've seen him and Evan actually on Hot Ones before, and it's like, I love Seth Rogen, but I feel like I would be like, when I'm talking, like when someone's talking to him, he seems so awkward. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, just that, like, and I just feel like I would, you know, after a while, I would just be like, oh, like, all right, just.
It depends.
But like, I love him. I think he's great.
It depends who he's talking. Like, I know you don't mean like the Jerry Seinfeld. Like, what are you doing this, Jerry?
And it's just that kind of like, it's an awkward sort of, I don't know. Sometimes it's just it's too much laughing. That's me saying that.
There's other times where he's way more relaxed.
Yeah,
like he'll know, like, you know, he's on How Did This Get Made or something like that. Yeah. He's like, oh, he's with these bunch of people.
And I listened to his audiobook. And
audiobook is incredible.
I thought he was great on it, and he read it really well, and like, it was that sort of, you know.
His podcast was really good. I wish they were still doing it, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think I've listened to that.
Do you not listen to the one with Crosby on it?
Oh, I did, of course. Yeah. I think I told you about it, man.
Yeah, well, well, well.
And now you're giving it back to me.
And speaking of giving it back to you, I sent you a song.
Yeah.
So this is my pitch.
Okay, go on.
We're doing Hot Rod. Next movie we're doing Hot Rod, right? Next one down the pike is Hot Rod. How about this for next week's episode? In between. You know, we do movies every second week.
Yeah.
Next week's episode.
Yeah, I'm going to shut this down.
I'll give you like six Lonely Island songs.
Oh.
To listen to.
I'm going to lose it.
Come on.
I mean.
I just sent you that one. That's a fun one. That wouldn't be in my six that I sent you.
The song I think I'm going to. No, I mean,
we'll do it, right? It's good content. It's good content.
We'll stick it at the end of the episode. Yeah. Like, but I think.
What do you mean, stick it at the end of the episode?
We'll stick it at the end, the last 20 minutes. Yeah, we can talk about that.
So, it was a banger for Andy.
Yeah.
It's bangers for Andy. No. It's bangers for Andy.
Oh, God.
It's bangers for Andy.
You have to come
fuck
up
you, Four Eyes. And that was the jingle there. What do you think of that?
I loved it. Yeah. It was worth hearing the song to hear that song. The song that you sent me, Jizz in My Pants.
Jizz in My Pants.
Oh, Terry. I'm so furious.
Lights go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night, what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more, and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens. You can take my word. I won't apologize. That's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance, and now I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends, or I'll say you're a slut. Plus, it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive. Some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.
From across the
room. I hated it. And I knew it. I within 4 seconds, I was like, fuck's sake. And then I clicked on the thing. I'm like, Andy Samberg involved in this? Yep. And then I was
Lonely
like,
Island, my friend.
Oh, this reminds me of why I hated musical comedy. This Bo Burnham brought me back. And these clowns are pulling me right back under. Mm. Drag me to hell style. I hated it. It was so SNL-y.
Well, it is SNL.
Yeah, you know? It was too. It's, you know what? It was so American. It was so American.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. I didn't get to the end of the song. I couldn't.
You didn't get to the last 30 seconds.
Not the last 30 seconds, but
that's the best part.
Is it? But would I have thought so?
Yeah, you would have.
No.
That's what, let me play with you right now. I can't. No internet.
No. Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well.
I just jizz in my pants.
I am not putting this song as the outro.
Why not?
I hated it.
I don't know if I could take this.
Six more songs.
So hold on.
Like,
what's your experience with Lonely Island?
I don't know what it is.
You know what it is. They're a band.
Jizz in My Pants. Dick in a Box. Is that
Dick
them?
In a Box. Yeah. You know Dick in a Box.
Yeah.
No Mother Lover.
What?
Do you know Mother Lover?
No.
I'm on a Boat.
No.
Okay.
I'm on a boat.
Oh, Andy.
No. That's not me pushing for more info.
That'll be on the six.
Oh.
Yeah, my flippy flappies.
Oh, I mean. Yeah. That's the boat. I didn't like it. And I'm listening to it. And I'm like.
But you didn't even listen to it once.
I did listen to it once. But as soon as you sent it to me, I listened
not
to
all
it.
The way through. Obviously, you didn't listen.
I mean, like the last 30. It's not going to be like, you know what?
That's the
I
best part. It's the fuck. It's the what brings it home.
But if you loved the first few minutes,
no, not loved, even. I mean,
it's not like I hated that first bit, but those 30 seconds, well, fucking well, you know,
it really ties it all together.
Oh,
really, really. So, what do we? Are you okay? I'll send you.
Six is excessive.
Six, but they're all like two minutes. They're all like 2 minutes.
Five.
Six.
Five.
Seven.
Because we're going to have to play a little clip of each one. Okay. Hey. Yeah. We're going to have to play a little clip of each one.
Six.
Probably. So now five, Terry.
Six.
Be reasonable.
I can't.
You can.
I can't. I need six.
Why? Why six?
Because it's a nice, even number and it'll give me a chance.
We always do six.
We always, when we were doing, we were sending each other stuff, it was always six.
I don't remember this at all.
It always was.
I'm not happy about this.
It was always six.
I don't like any of this. I don't like even one, let alone.
And you listen to them twice each.
You must be. I'm going to be in pain.
Yeah, have a wee.
All right, fine. Tune in next week to hear me in physical pain.
It's going to be good,
folks. I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to find it funny.
I think you might.
I'm telling you.
You might. A little bit funny. A little bit. Might even throw in some stuff from Popstar. Never stop.
I'm going to bring back bangers for Terry next week.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't sent me a banger
in
2 weeks.
But I didn't think you had Spotify or internet or whatever. You know what I mean?
You make it work.
I tell you what I've been listening to. It's probably you've listened to the solo cast. I'm sure you've heard the
Angels.
About it.
I was almost
Terry.
I had just gotten over vomiting my guts out, right. And then I started vomiting in disgust.
Let me tell you something real quick. So, I've tried
so epic.
On
I listened to the podcast. I know you've that's been not trying, even. Oh, you've been trying for 15 years.
I could have put 10 songs ahead of this, which I should have done. But you know,
that's what you want. You want to put the 11th best song.
I've discovered 10 more since then. I'm going album by album here. Do you know what? I mean, whatever you think about it, but in general, isn't it great when you discover something? Like I've discovered like 20 new bangers that were locked out. I was like, no, it's just not for me. And then as soon as I cracked it and I'm like, okay, I'm in now, and then all the other ones I'm like, oh my god.
Know exactly what you mean.
With this shit.
Yeah. Listen to Sax Man by Lonely Island.
Oh.
Sax Man.
Oh my god. Stop it. Right, well
one last thing.
Oh yeah, come on.
A bit of good news for once.
Please.
Russell Brand was charged.
I saw.
Yeah. Fucking fry his ass.
Too right. I've seen, like, he's...
Did you see the video that he put out there? He's like, yeah, a time where it's more suspicious than ever about the Crown Prosecutional Service.
At the time, I heard him talking about, like, no, this is what they're trying to do. And then this time, I heard him put out a video after he was charged saying, I was a drug addict, I was a sex addict, but I've never done that. Praise the Lord or whatever. And I was like... Fuck off.
A regular show on Rumble. A regular show on. I'm like, you're still going? That's like, the only place they'll have you? Rumble?
Do you know, I don't want to be anti. Like, what is Rumble?
It's a platform. It's like where alt-right people go to die or whatever. Like, you know, it's like Twitch, but like for losers that have been cancelled everywhere else.
Do you know, like.
He was on YouTube. Remember he was on YouTube? He had like.
He's got, like, I mean,
millions and millions of followers.
I used to watch him. Used to watch him back in the day. But
back in the day, it was like 4 years ago.
But you know what? Up until like a year ago, he had it. And he was like really...
He was one of the biggest followers. And then the documentary came out.
The titles...
He was cut out.
The titles on his YouTube were so fucking clickbaity. Like it's like this changes everything. Or like, is Joe Rogan something? Or, you know, like...
Is Joe Rogan...
It was all
Messiah.
Fucking, but then
that's blasphemous. Sorry, praise Lord.
But I hear that, like, I don't mean to be anti-religious, because, you know, if people get something out of it, like, that's great. But for someone like him to adopt it at this stage just feels so phony. But
can you not see through it? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I tell you who doesn't convert at that age. People who have nothing to hide are generally happy with how their life is going.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I understand that it's people who have had drug issues and stuff in the past, and it's like, you know what?
AA is a religious thing, and that's helped loads of people. Great, but his just screams fucking phony.
It's like grifter. It's wide open to be like, well, you know.
Turned out he wasn't religious at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's like, I'm a comedian. Of course I was just being jokey.
Yeah.
Not bad, Russell Brand.
That was pretty good.
It's not a bad one.
That was pretty good. Yeah. And I used to love Russell. Just like the rest of them. I used to fucking love them.
What's the common denominator here? Yeah, I know. You love all these fucking loser dirtbags.
They're all fucking... Everyone's a fucking dirtbag, really, aren't they?
Not everybody.
Well. Wait till I hear jizz in my pants again, and then
I just jizz in my pants every time.
Look, Terry, I think
it was a lovely. We had no topic. It was just kind of like catch
I like
up.
This. Yeah. We should do this every week.
It's nice to have a bit of structure,
now. Folks. Would you like so effective immediately? Would you like us to be more freewheeling like this and not have a topic? Maybe forgo the six songs that you're
going
to
do next week. We've got to do the six songs next week, of course. Like, but this is going to be hard for me. It's like when I was doing my Flight of the Conchords episode for you. I struggled over that. Like, I'm going to struggle over this one. Because I want to give you the hits.
Why now? These are all mad old songs.
I listened to their podcast and like...
But you know, not only do I hate this sort of music, I hate that sort of comedy as well.
We're doing the movie. So it's a primer for the movie.
Oh,
Hot Rod. That's why. That's why it's timely.
Right.
It's Hot Rod's time. It's Rod's time.
And Hot Rod as well. Fucking notoriously hate that movie.
87 minutes. You never seen it.
All right, fine. Is that the next one? 87?
87 fine. Minutes. Yeah.
Well, is it on a streaming platform?
It is not.
Motherfucker.
It used to be on Now TV. That's why I was like, I'll put it on the list. And okay. They removed it.
So we can take it off then.
Don't blame me. You should be blaming yourselves.
We should be only exclusively watching stuff that's on Netflix, Prime, Disney, or Paramount.
Or now. I gave you my now.
Or now, yeah.
I gave you my now. Head slapping.
Ignore him.
Head slapping. I was watching some wrestling and there's a bald guy.
We have no time.
But they just kept, it was like he's bald. And like Kenny Omega's just like slapping on the head. And all I could think of was like, head slapping.
The bald brummies. All right.
Get the plugs in, Andy.
Folks, if you want more of this inane chat, but with even more structure, check us out over on Patreon, where we're currently covering movies from 2007. We're about to record.
Year for film. Yeah. I actually feel like I left off one really big movie.
Still time to change it. Well, Hot Rod, you could swap out.
No, I can't change Hot Rod. Destroys the whole structure of the next couple of weeks. But
doesn't have to.
I'm pretty sure you've seen it. Ratatouille?
I haven't seen it.
All right. Leave with me.
Cut out a 3-hour one. That's
no, I can't cut out the 3 hours. Of course not.
I don't need the Jesse James one.
Oh, we do need the Jesse James one.
Michael Clayton, we can't cut out Clayton. Hot Rod is clearly the one that can be expended.
Can't cut out Hot Rod.
And then we'd cut away the pain of next week. Of
I feel like I blew my wad giving you Ocean's 13. Shouldn't have done that.
Do you know what? I was only thinking the other day, I'm like, God, I'd love to watch another Oceans movie. I'm looking forward to Michael Clayton, even though I know it's not going to be anything close to it, but I'll get to see my man Clune again.
Way better.
Is it?
It's way better. It's way better than Ocean's 13.
How can you have movies from 2007 and Hot Rod is one of them? The great year of movies. Like,
all right, okay.
Well, for you being the movie connoisseur.
Okay. I'll swap out, we'll still do the 6 songs, but I'll swap out Hot Rod and we'll do Ratatouille instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a deal, except
Hot Rod goes back in the rotation, though.
Absolutely not.
It goes on another list.
It's fine if you can stick it in another list.
No worries.
Okay.
Not a problem.
But let's make it like 5 songs.
6.
Then. No, Terry. Is so extreme.
They're 2-minute songs, like.
Fine. Yeah. We just go back and forth. So
yeah, exactly. We'll be here all night.
Patreon.com/ what's so great about. You have about 100 extra episodes, a bunch of mini series that we haven't done on the main feed. So if you want, like, hear us talking about movies, we have the MCU, we have Ryan Gosling movies, we have 90s action, Big Willy's flops, we have fucking heist movies, the movies of 2007, loads of very niche movies.
Yeah, we got a bunch of solo episodes as well, like top fives. We got top 5 soundtracks, top 5 album openers, top 5 needle drops in movies.
Hell yeah.
Top 5 album, did I say album openers? Top 5
you did say that, yeah.
Beatles songs, I think we had top 5 Beatles songs.
Yes, we did.
Because you were, I tell you what, I might have to cook up an old Beatles quiz for you. I meant to pull you up on that, considering your special talent.
Please.
Was how amazing you are at Beatles trivia, and then you tanked the quiz.
What do you mean? Your quiz?
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you why. Because that was a fucking stitch up. What date? Every question started with, oh, I'm sorry, it was September 17th, 1964.
Bespoke quiz that I slaved over to make for you.
It was all date related.
It wasn't all date related.
There was like
4 out of 20 questions.
4 out of 20 weren't date related.
No, were date related.
The rest were like, it's like, in what date did the Beatles return to the cavern?
Well, you should know, man.
Please, I'd love for you to hit me. Or even like that, give me 20 songs and I'll tell you something interesting about them.
No thanks. That is
the
worst case scenario.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you can't afford a rating, or if you can't afford to subscribe for €5 a month, low fee, you can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy,
Yeah?
Did you know that Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning is going to be the 8th film in this illustrious franchise? But I don't want an 8-star review. I want a 5-star review.
And yeah. if you like that, you can get that on a t-shirt, by the way. Link in our Instagram bio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that for us, please.
Yeah, and all right. You know, tell a friend, tag a friend, you know, any...
Do you know... I'm just not even listening. I'm just cutting across you. I think that we're in a new setup here on the podcast. And I feel like our energy is doubled.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah.
But we're a lot more face-to-face. Yeah. I like it.
And we need to like just juice up this area a little bit.
Yeah.
Stick, then have to, why don't we stick like a movie poster
stick
behind
Timothy
there.
Oliphant behind you.
And Walton Goggins the other side?
And Walt Goggins, you know. I wish I had a wall behind
Throw a bit of Sam Rockwell in there.
Well, Sam Rockwell, absolutely not. But
I mean, you obviously haven't
On your side, you can do what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've been watching The White Lotus this year, my friend. Obviously not. Like,
haven't heard of it, but...
We talked about it like 3 weeks ago.
We've never discussed this ever in our lives. No, we have.
8 weeks ago, because the show is 8 weeks old. True. It's finished its 8-week run now, so.
You do that off, Mike, Terry.
So mad you got me. I'm choking on my own snots here.
Folks, if you don't want to wait till next week and you just need more of this sort of chat, check us out on Patreon. If not, thank you so much for bearing with us while... See, here's the thing. We only have a small window to record, and if we miss it, it's kind of gone. You know, family, jobs, and that sort of stuff. But... appreciate the support, and we see you next week.
Before we go,
aww.
One last thing. Big thank you to Neil Murray.
Big thanks.
Who does our music, Neil Murray Music. You can get him over on the socials. He's a great guy. Made a lovely, lovely theme song for us there.
Hell yeah.
Get him on Double PE Music is the name of his band. He's gigging around Dublin if you're in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up, check him out. He's just an absolute gent.
He's a gentleman.
Yes.
We love you, Neil. And we love you. Well, I love you. Terry will love you.
You get the big L from me behind the paywall. €5 all it cost you.
And on that note, goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah. Like to upgrade when the forfeit comes in. Mango Loco, please.
Andy, that was something that lifted my spirits when I was feeling low. I was like, what planet is this man on?